This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Danny in Michigan.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Yo.
Hey, first time caller, and I love your show, man.
Oh, thanks, dude. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I had a quick question. Do you think the Niners overpanicked getting Garoppolo instead of Kirk Cousins?
No, I think the Niners, I'll be honest with you, I think they that was a great deal for them, and I thought it was a bad deal for the Patriots. I think, in the end, the Patriots will regret letting him go when Tom Brady's too old to do anything anymore, and he's off the cliff, and it's over, and he's not winning Super Bowls anymore, which is inevitable. It's going to happen. So, and everybody says, you know, no, it isn't, or, you know, why do you think that's going to happen, or that'll never happen. He's never going to not be the greatest in the league. Yes, he is. At some point, everyone, no matter who you are, in the end, no matter what, A to Z, it doesn't matter. Eventually, it ends. Everything ends. TV shows, radio shows, football careers, baseball careers, hockey, et cetera. It all comes crashing to an end. And when you hit that wall, believe me, you, it's ugly. But that guy Garoppolo's got an upside on him, like, what, 10 more years of football at least? So
right,
they got him for, what, 5 or 6 years at least? What'd they get him, 7, 8 years? I don't even know. The guy's got a fat deal, and if he pans out at all, like, he's capable. He drops back and gets rid of the ball in a hurry like Brady. He's very good at doing that. So if you can do that, like, get back, pocket, boom, get rid of the ball, and they can move the ball quickly with that type of quarterback, I don't see, frankly, how you can lose with a guy like that in a majority of your games. In other words, I'm looking at 9 or 10 wins with that guy every year as a probability. I think a fast-throwing, quick pocket-release quarterback in this day and age, you know, everyone says there's no such thing as pocket quarterbacks anymore. It's just not true. There are guys that stay in the pocket and sling it. You know, Phillip Rivers, Drew Brees. Am I wrong? They all stay in the pocket and rip it. And Brady does it, and Garoppolo does it, and there's a lot of guys that do it. And then there's Newton, who drops back in the pocket. When it's not there, he kills you running it like no other. So I still think this guy, the way he releases the ball so quickly, that's his upside to me. That's his featured attraction. And I think, without a doubt, I think Cousins is a solid quarterback, and I think he can do great things with the Vikings, but I never thought he was that great in Washington. So I think that's pretty much who he is, plus two steps up. So I think he's going two steps up because the Vikings are a better football team and, frankly, a better organization right now in this day and age, in this moment we're in today. I think the Vikings are much better, and I think that they have the capability of going to the NFC title game or Super Bowl if they just finish the deal. I think he's going to be a better quarterback with them than he was the Skins. But I actually don't believe, this is just me, that he's better than Garoppolo. I don't. Carver, who's better, Garoppolo or Cousins?
The problem with me going into Garoppolo already is that I still he's played only a handful of
Not enough
of
sampling.
Games. I need to see more. Like Cousins, we know what he is, but we know what he is because he has the sample size. He's played enough. And I know that, you know, maybe this year with the Vikings he could win big games. And I know he took the Skins to the playoffs once. You know, Garoppolo...
And
he's,
lost.
Garoppolo, he's played a few games. All right, he might have lost, but he's still done more than Garoppolo's done so far. So I need to see him play more and do more before I anoint him anything.
All right.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.